Yo. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so Allie is still a little under the weather. Y'all should be back, but we wish her well. We wish her a lot of hydration and a lot of rest, okay? But she not who we talking about. Right. Y'all know I'm a Jersey Shore aficionado. I mean, I got sucked into it when I was younger, and now I just like it. I don't know what to tell you. I can't explain it. Whatever. But Mike, the situation's new quote-unquote tell-all book recently dropped. Book's called Reality Check, Making the Best of the Situation, How I Overcame Addiction, Lost, and Prison. As y'all know, he went through some addiction, lost some things, and went to prison. So naturally, he explains what was going on with some of his things. And one of the things he talks about is his unfortunate dependency to drugs, you know? And he goes on to describe season two. If y'all remember season two, there was a point where him and JWoww, Miss Jennifer Farley, got into it. And I'm talking about big into it. They were really just not vibing, but we didn't know why. We just thought, cool, mega stars now, big popping show, gonna fight. Nope. Turns out that she was actually confronting him from a place of concern as a friend over his drug use. And he says that in the book. He goes, man, she really came about not necessarily calling me an addict ever, but expressing concern. And that was the origin of the fight back then, way back then. And also details some of the other stuff that happened throughout the show, how when he was going to Italy to film in like season four, he ended up packing an unfortunately large amount of illegal things in his suitcase so that he can get over to Italy. Listen, this stuff is tripping me up because it's tripping me out because he was using code on the phone. I mean, we saw all of this stuff on the television show. So I say all that to say this. Addiction is a crazy thing, man. And you might not see it or realize it in some people, but that dependency will get you. So get the people the help or offer the people the help. I guess they got to ask for the help and want the help themselves. But Mike, the situation is doing the tell-all book, and he is not holding back. I mean, when I say not holding back, if y'all remember The Unit, his best friend that used to come out, he said that when we'd be on the phone talking with my homie, I'd ask how many girls are coming to the club. The girls didn't mean girls. Let's just leave it at that. .7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Listen, Allie's still a little under the weather, so we holding it down for the homie. You know what we do, we band together. It's the season, not just the holidays, but the ick season. So it's all good. She's healing up. She'll be back ASAP. Don't worry, but you got me. Teehee. What up? Good morning. Wepa, buenos dias. Now, I kind of want to just get right into it because yesterday we talked a little bit about like some holiday favorites, right? But I'm not gonna say that's out the way because the holidays haven't necessarily came and went yet full force. But who does it feel good? I don't know why, man. Maybe it's because I was a part of something special, but this holidays feels good. And it's not always great. It could be tough. And I'm not saying it's amazing every single day, but for some reason there's like a refreshed breath. Maybe call it a new father here. Like, I just feel good. Or maybe it's because I was a part of something very special. And I didn't know that this stuff really like went down around the holidays. But of course somebody's going to get proposed to around the holidays. I felt dumb for even like feeling surprised by something like this. But as y'all know, I'm one of the in-game hosts for the Milwaukee Bucks over at Fiserv Farm. And during the last game, it was actually this past game because tonight's another game. During the last game, there was a proposal that went down. And when I say I almost cried, I simped for him. The couple was perfect. I'm talking about their dynamic energy. Talking to him in the tunnel. I've been a part of one other proposal before, and that was even just nearer and dearer to my heart because it was the homies, like friends, people I know I see a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like, they call them family, basically. I was a part of their proposal. But this time, man, this time felt different because I had no idea who these people were. Dude was doing it as a surprise, so I was like, I caught myself getting up in like the emotion of it all, right? The, oh my gosh, she's about to get proposed to. Right, so that's kind of what I want to talk about. Call me a simp if you want, baby, but I want to talk proposals. What was the last proposal you were a part of? Have you ever been a part of a proposal? Not being proposed to, or honestly, if you want to share your proposal story too, bet. I'm not going to hate, but I'm talking about, have you ever helped anybody in a proposal? Or if you got a story of how your homies helped in your proposal, that actually works too. Feel free to hit us up. You can call, you can text 414-533-1037. That is the number to dial. I want to know, what proposal have you helped with? That's the topic. We'll talk next. One 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ, talking about proposals. What proposals have you been a part of? What is the story behind it? How did you help? Was it a surprise proposal? I was just a part of my second proposal ever, and I'm starting to realize like that I want to be a part of as many proposals as I can be. Like, I love surprising people into their marriage. Like, I don't know what it is about it. Like, I know Ali feels differently about marriage, y'all. She's like, ew. But I'm like, you go, love. Go ahead, do your thing, love. And if you're going to propose, let me know how I can be a part of it. We got a few people on the line that want to talk about it. So you know what it is. It's the fam bam in the house. It's a whole lot of turn down for nothing. It's Amanda and Racine.
Turn down for what?
Turn down for what? Woo! Nope.
You got it.
Turn down for what?
We're just doubling up today. We turning down,
exactly,
turning down for
exactly.
What?
Turn down for never.
Talk to me about your proposal story. Let me know what the word is. What's going on?
Yeah, so actually, my brother helped with my proposal. And Lauren Cederberg's going to like this because I'm a big NASCAR racing fan.
Yeah, I got
proposed to at the Daytona 500 in Florida.
Whoa.
And on the start finish line.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, how?
So I didn't even know.
Yo, so
My brother actually distracted me. He distracted me because I thought we were watching a live broadcast in the stands.
Uh-huh.
And then he took me down to the start finish line. And I was like, why did you do that? I was watching the broadcast. I was happy.
Ooh.
And then I saw my husband standing on the start finish line crying, and then I knew something was happening. So,
well, what other reason? Like, I know y'all are NASCAR fans, but what other reason do you got to be on the start finish line besides something big
right?
Like that? You said,
I didn't put it together at first. I didn't know. I was like, man, I want to go see that broadcast. What are you doing?
You were mad because you got taken from the broadcast. Wow.
Yeah. But once I knew what was happening, I'm like, okay, thanks the Lord. Finally, it's happening.
He said, finally.
4 years of waiting, and it's happened.
Listen, that's how my wife felt, yo. Because for our proposal, I'll just share real quick. She came with me to a quote-unquote job interview. Now, I did have an actual job interview way back in the day, right? But that wasn't the reason why I told her to come with. Because I actually faked that we were going to look at more rings at the jewelry store that we got her engagement and our wedding bands from, right? But that was a lie. I had already bought the ring, and I had talked to the store. So the store was already in on it. So they recorded the proposal for us inside of the store as we were looking at the ring, because I was like, oh, that's the one you want, right? And she was like, yeah, that's the one I want. And then I was like, okay, bet. I thought it was this one. And then she turned around, and I had the ring in my hand and was like, oh, my God.
Oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
So I got the store to actually help. I tricked her. I got the store to help with mine. You got NASCAR to help with yours. I don't know how y'all pulled that,
right?
But dang. All right, say less.
It happened.
Right. I don't know who's going to top that or how that's going to get topped, but we're going to see. Amanda, we appreciate your call. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. Ooh, who's next? Let me see. Oh, come on now. Y'all know who it is. It's the mascot man, Tony. Racine's hot this morning. Morning, Tony.
Hello.
Tony, what's the word, Papa?
What's up?
Let's go. Yes, sir. Good morning. All right. Now, I know you're engaged. Your girl's birthday's coming up soon, not to just throw your whole life out there, but... What proposal are you talking about? You've probably been a part of a bunch of proposals because you're a mascot, man. I don't actually know which way you're going to go with this, bro. What's up?
I'm actually going to talk about the proposals I've been with.
the ones you've been a part of.
Well, I'm not going to talk about one specifically because I'm actually on the side of photographer as well, and I've been doing it for years.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been involved with at least 70-something proposals.
Wow.
And every single time. And it's not because they know me. It's not really because I'm friends with them. I mean, that comes into play, but the fact that I can do photography and video, that's why I'm called.
So, you can do it at once, too.
Yep, I've done so many. And you know what? The feeling never changes. It doesn't matter how simple it is or how big it was. It's the fact that you get to be in the middle of, one, capturing a moment forever.
That's
a feeling
lifetime.
That only comes when that happens.
Right, you're a part of a memory, man. A lasting memory.
Yeah, exactly. So it's awesome. I love it. I love being a part of proposals, and it's one of those best feelings I think I could ever be a part of. And it's the same as taking pictures of, say, the first look of the groom and the bride.
Yep.
When the bride walks down the aisle and you look at the groom and he's trying to hold it together, and
yes,
you can
sir.
Just see the tears and the cheeks jerking, and
you better try to be tough, man, up there.
Yeah, man, you know, and it's just one of those feelings. Like, I am so pleased to be a part of so many proposals, because it actually has encouraged more of a wedding, wanting to be married, you know, feeling.
Bruh, you already
every
next.
Time.
You already next, man. Listen, that's a lot of proposals that you've been a part of. 76. What's your goal? I guess you got a goal on how many to be a part of? Because I was geeked to be a part of two.
My goal, honestly, God, my goal was one, just to be married myself.
Hey,
like every time I helped out with a proposal, I just was like, man, I cannot wait for it to be my time. Like, I cannot wait for it to be me. I cannot wait to create this memory with myself.
Buddy got marriage fever, not baby fever.
Oh, yeah, that's coming right after 69-24, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
I think I'm going to help today. Honestly, I genuinely think I could help today. I feel good about this one. Short and sweet. I thought it was going to be more complex, but I don't think so. I really don't think so. But I'm not the only one. Y'all know what it is. We let y'all chime in too. Deborah wrote in and wants to know how to tell someone she hates their gifts. But it's not just anyone. And this is what she said. She said, my boyfriend might be the sweetest guy in the world. Literally. We're 27 and 28 together, 4 years now, and undoubtedly in love. We just work in so many ways. Life feels easy when we're together. Oh, look at y'all, you know, cutie patooties. Now, no one is perfect, and we are no exception. Good. I'm glad there's a sense of reality for y'all, because y'all were starting off real simpy. Said, one area in particular my boyfriend is bad at, though, is gift giving. And it's the season, y'all. He's a very logically thinking person, which in turn makes his gifts to be practical ones and never anything spontaneous, whatever that means. I hate to say I'm disappointed with his gifts, because they're things I would and have used, but who wants to open a vacuum on Christmas? Yeah, buddy, got you a little vacuum. Shout out to the Dyson givers. She said, yes, that happened 1 year. I mean, you probably needed a vacuum. How do you suggest I tell my sweet boyfriend that I don't really like his gifts, any of them? I've been cringing for years about what he'll get me next. My face is red even writing this. I don't want to offend him at all, but if we're going to be together long term, and you know what she means by long term, I can't let this keep happening. How do I tell him his gifts aren't fun or exciting without sounding ungrateful? Deborah. Or Debbie. Oh, I love Debbie. Ooh, Deborah. Easy enough. One of two things, and I guess I'll let other people hit us up to 414-533-1037. You could join the conversation. What would DZ do? Get Deborah some help. She wants to tell her boyfriend that she hates her gifts. He sucks at getting gifts, and she's over it. My advice? You know what? I hate to say it. I'm changing my advice mid-thought. I'll give you two pieces of my advice, all right? I'll give you one now and one on the other side. My advice now, it's been 4 years. You got to suck it up, okay? You just got to keep getting crappy gifts. It is what it is, right? Or I got something that I think might actually work for y'all, but I want you in on the conversation. 414-533-1037. We're helping Deborah tell her man she hates the gifts he gets her. We're going to talk to you next.
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Yo, we got a problem, and the problem might be that Deborah ain't the only one with this problem. When I say the lines blew up, dog. All right, so the situation, if you happen to have missed it, Deborah says her boyfriend, sweetest guy in the world, mid-20s, late-20s, been together for years, but his gifts suck. Like, loves him, but his gifts suck. Instead of a fun purse or whatever getaway, he got her a vacuum. So she wants to tell him that his gifts aren't good, but also doesn't want to offend him. I said she's got to hold that L for right now. I mean, and maybe for forever. If the gifts are practical, it's not like he's getting you junk. He's getting you stuff that you are going to use, right? Or I do got another piece of advice, right? But let's see if maybe somebody goes with it and takes it from me. I don't know. Got a lot of people on the line that want to talk about this one. First up, you know it's one of the homies, Michelle in Hartford. She should be calling in, saying what up. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. It's been a minute, you guys.
It has been a minute, but it is okay. We still got you. You already know, no less, no love lost. But we got to help Deborah out today. What do you say?
So, in all reality, I'm 53. Those are great gifts now. Those are great gifts now.
Yeah.
Give them, send them links. Here's a link for a cute sweater. I thought I'd look good if we went on a date or when we went to dinner.
Ah. Yes,
make me look cute, honey. Send them links.
Listen.
Send them an actual list.
Yes. Michelle, you starting off perfect because that was one of my other lean towards. I was going to go, why don't y'all exchange lists? This is my list to Santa. If you can help Santa get these things for me, that's amazing. I would love that. This is great. Not saying don't get me what you think you want to get me.
But here, one or two things of this would be great. Send him the link of exactly what you want.
Boom.
We need to help men.
Boom.
Men can't figure it out.
It's hard. It's hard. And then we start to panic and we start to second guess. And then we go just, what do we actually need? And we start to think practical. We're practical thinkers.
But here's a cute hat. Here's a link from Kohl's. Here's a cute sweater. Here's a link from Maurice's. Get me exactly what I want, and it's going to work. It works both ways, though, DZ. It works both ways.
It really does, though.
But when you're 53 and getting a brand new vacuum, woohoo, yeah, baby.
Yeah. Love that, Dyson. I love you so much. Thank you. Yep. How did you know this is what I wanted?
Or a brand new air fryer. Heck yeah, baby.
Michelle, I'm not trying to talk trash to the youngins here, but 27 and 28 to me, like, they're a little bit old. I'm 30. I just turned. So I'm not much past their age. I was geeked about a vacuum, or I'd be geeked about a vacuum. I was stoked to get the air fryer. Are you kidding me? These are wonderful gifts, but I guess call me an old soul. That's just me. That's why I said.
And that's it. And the thing of it is it doesn't sound like they're married. So she's got a future together.
Yep.
So they're still, I don't want to say independent, and which is great. But when you hit that 100% committed, married, boom, you're good. Yes, a practical gift or two is great, but also something special, particular for that person. Heck, start her a Pandora bracelet, something like that you can easy cop out every single year.
Okay. Michelle, stop giving these guys so much free game. Y'all here just finishing everybody's shopping list. All right, dang. Great advice. You said start a little list, help the brother out. Dudes just don't do it by themselves sometimes.
Yep, and links. Links are important. Not just a sweater. Oh, I like a red sweater.
Give
them the link.
Which sweater? Send me the size and where to buy it from. Please and thank you, Michelle.
Exactly.
You're not wrong.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Kiss FM, y'all. I think that might help Deborah out. Michelle, get out of here. Have a great day. We'll talk to you later.
You too. Merry Christmas, honey.
Merry Christmas. Bye. Where do we go from there? You know exactly where we go to. We go to Jessica in Racine. Good morning, Jessica. How we doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Listen, I am better than Deborah. I don't think I have this problem. I actually think I'm a great gift giver. Personally, to my own horn beep beep, but my gifts be dope. Just saying. Not everyone lands, but my gifts be dope. People like my gifts normally. But what do you say? We need to help Deborah.
Some people have it. Some people don't.
So what do you think she should just like shut up and enjoy it? Be along for the ride? He's at least buying you stuff? What?
First of all, be grateful no matter what.
Yeah.
I know that a vacuum isn't very exciting, but still, he thought about you. He thought about something that you might need.
Yeah.
So be grateful. But I agree with the first caller. I think she is dead on. Like, make a list.
Start the list for Santa. Yeah.
You got to do that. Make a list, and I don't want to say dumb it down, but pretty much you have to.
We'll say it like this. Simplify it.
Yes. Very much simplify it that way. Like she knows exactly what you want.
Keep it simple, stupid. But see, I got a question for you then, and I actually didn't ask Michelle this, but I will ask you. How do you do that when it's not, per se, Christmas? Because you can't just hand somebody a list on your birthday. I mean, I guess you could. I didn't grow up like that, but is that what you do? Do you hand them a list on your birthday or for Valentine's Day or for any other holiday? Like, it's not only this time of year. You feel me?
You just got to let it go. At that point, you just got to let it go. Let him do him and do that. Like, my husband, I don't give him a list for Mother's Day. But he always comes up with something amazing for me for Mother's Day for my kids.
But so, you guys do a list for Christmas or what?
I don't, because I never want anything.
Aw, look at you. I just want the love in my family. I get that. No, I get that, though.
It's more about the kids than me, so...
That's interesting. I find it interesting that you go, nah, for Christmas, send them the list, but for the other holidays and special days, you kind of just got to let them get whatever.
Yeah, I mean, my birthday is literally a month after Christmas, and it's like, I don't know what I want. I know.
I just got a bunch of stuff.
You got me everything.
I just want some time alone. That's what I want. Yeah.
I will take that in a heartbeat.
Jessica, take some time now. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Appreciate your call. We got time for one more. And I got to get one more. I'm sorry, anybody that wasn't able to get in. But we got to hit Amanda and Maguana go, because I feel like she's got something relatable. You know what I'm saying? Amanda, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Do you have something to help Deborah with? I mean, do you really tell somebody that their gift giving sucks? I'd be offended. I really would. And then I'd be self-conscious about any gift I get you after then, right? So that's why the first time I said, listen, just shut up and enjoy it. You got somebody loving on you and getting you stuff. If you're going to use it, enjoy it.
So I've been married for 15 years and my husband sucks at gift giving.
Did you write in?
No, I did not. But I have dropped hints throughout the year for like Christmas, birthday, whatever. I just continue to send him links to things that I want. And I've done that for a few years, like things from our kids for me, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm literally, so this goes along with your earlier conversation about proposals. Like, my proposal is not even a surprise.
No,
it was my whole Christmas present, and we were in the car. We ended up getting a cat together, and our cat got sick and ended up dying on Christmas, so super sad. But anyway, he looked at me, he goes, so I have nothing else to give you for Christmas, so here we go, will you marry me? And hands me my ring, and I was like, what the hell?
Did he get down on a knee or anything?
No, he was driving. He's like, we're on our way to, you have to be able to show somebody something because, you know, it's Christmas and we have exchanged gifts. So here you go.
Listen, I don't mean to laugh at that because y'all have been together 15 years and you guys work great. I feel like I could feel your guys' relationship energy through the story, right? But
we've been married for 15, but we've been together. First of the year will be 20 years. So.
20, hey, big ups. Married 15, together 20. Y'all are proof, man. But the fact that this man just mid-drive, very emotional moment just happened and goes, listen, everything else kind of sucks right now, but you won't be my girlfriend for life.
But Deborah just has to go with it. There's definitely a heck of a lot more in a relationship than gifts.
Yeah.
And, you know, the practical ones, eventually you'll start to really, I'm only 37, and I would enjoy having a new vacuum cleaner for Christmas.
Are you kidding me?
Literally, no. My grandma is buying me a George Foreman grill, so, I mean, and I'm super stoked about it. But.
You know, listen, I put a dishwasher on my Christmas wish list, so I don't know. Maybe we're just the old ones. Excuse us for enjoying these things. Y'all want some purses and some fun things, right? But no, I get what you're saying. And honestly, if you disagree, let me know. But those practical gifts are going to be the ones you're going to take, have, use, and love so much longer. For whatever reason, those are always the ones that last the longest, ain't it?
It is. But you know what it is, DZ? We have kids.
Mm. Ooh.
And we have realized that Christmas is not about us and what we get for Christmas, but it's about seeing Christmas through the eyes of the kids and the magic that happens.
That part. Oh, say less. Beautifully said. Kiss FM. Like I said, minutes away. Nicki Minaj, y'all. Minaj. Where my Barb's at? She's coming to Fiserv Forum April 13th. Less than 30 minutes away. But first, we got to do what am I saying? It's a day. First, we got to do Am I the Jerk? And listen, this one's got me all throat too. I don't know what's going on with the day. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. I don't know what's wrong with people. Maybe it's me, but I feel like we're being a little nosy. And this one is exactly that. They want to know if they're the jerk for asking other people about what's going on with their friend. I know. Sounds interesting. We're going to break down the layers next. Am I the Jerk? Kiss FM.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Today's Am I the Jerk comes from a young lady by the name of Gina. And Gina ain't got no problem with Martin. Gina got a problem with her. You know what? Let's just get into it. Too many double entendres and innuendos. We got to peel back the layers because this one might be an onion. I don't know how y'all feel, but we're going to find out. We're going to decide if she's the jerk. Gina wrote in and said, am I the jerk for asking other people what's wrong with my best friend? I don't know. And said, one of my best friends has been distant over the last month or so. Not really wanting to talk when we normally talk every day. If we do talk, the conversation just feels off. Even though she says she's okay, something is evidently wrong. I've asked her a few times what's going on and haven't received a solid answer, and it's starting to concern me more and more that someone I'm so close to is going through something tough and I can't do anything to help them. It's obvious that something is happening, so I've been asking some of our other friends if they've noticed anything going on with her or no, and no one seems to know or want to say. I even reached out to her family, an aunt who I know she's really close to, and all she said was that it wasn't anyone's place to pry and that I should leave it alone. I unfortunately can't do that. Am I the jerk for asking other people what's wrong with my best friend because she won't just tell me herself? I'm not wanting to be nosy, just care for my people and want to help. Am I the jerk, Gina? This one's different. You know what I'm saying? Because I do feel like Gina is coming from a place of care, a place of concern, but it also feels like you're doing a little too much for it. Why are you asking other friends? Why are you asking her family? I feel like now you're just making the... See, because now if anything else, you're spreading the tea. Now other people are going, I didn't even know something was wrong with blah, blah, blah. But then Gina done asked me if we knew she was okay. Had you noticed anything? I hadn't noticed anything. And you making a mountain out of molehill. I know I probably shouldn't answer, but y'all know I'm leaning towards jerk, bruh. But then again, you're really just caring for your friend. And if you're normally going from talking day to day, listen, if my people just stopped talking to me, I'd wonder what was going on. I'd ask, too. And if they didn't want to tell me, I'd probably be a little more insistful. Like, no, I feel like something's wrong. But is it right? Is she right for going basically behind her back and asking other people what's wrong with her? Clearly something is going on. That I don't doubt. I don't doubt that something's going on. But you went around and asked other people. You went around and asked her, Titi. That one's a tough one. Is Gina the jerk for asking other people what's wrong with her best friend? She cares deeply. She's empathic like a man, like no other. We're going to help her out. We're going to settle this. Am I the jerk? You get to decide. 414-533-1037. We're going to take your calls and your texts next.
Jerk. You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. Gina wants to know if she's the jerk. She's been asking other people what's wrong with her best friend, and nobody really got a straight-up answer for what's going on, y'all. So she hit us up. Like, am I the jerk for asking everybody else? I mean, my best friend don't want to tell me, so I took it upon myself to ask friends, family, somebody else who I thought might know. We gonna decide it out. We gonna work it out for her today. Let's kick it off. We got, man, y'all already know, this is one of my favorite theme song holders just because of the theme song, and he's a good dude on top of that. It's Sean and West Bend.
You my little boo thing, so I'll give a hoop what you do.
Morning, dog.
What's up, DZ?
What's the word, Papa?
Hey, I gotta say, not a jerk.
Ooh, oh, we're just getting right into it. Okay, let me just cut that theme song. Let's get back. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, I didn't mean for you to do all that.
No, oh, my bad. My bad, I got you, bro, I got you. But not for real, you just gonna jump in and say, not the jerk. Why, though? Because I actually kind of agree, but I want to know if it's for the same reasons.
I mean, she's looking out for a friend, and yeah, it might be one of those things where they're not comfortable talking to your best friend about it. I don't know if it involves her, but I feel like there's a lot of times where people are just like, I asked, I got nothing, I'm washing my hands of it.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
And she ain't trying to do that, so I got to respect that. If my wife says nothing's wrong, I don't take that at face value either.
Yeah. Well, it depends on the day and how I'm feeling, because if I need to take it at face value, no. I know what you're saying, though, because a lot of people just go, well, all right, fine. Not my horse, not my race, not my chair, not my nothing. But she's going, no, I care about this person, and I want to know what's wrong so that I could at least try to help. I know not everybody wants help or needs help, but somebody this caring is usually somebody that is just this invested in people, and you can't fault them for that.
Yeah, hopefully that friend knows that she's at least there to talk to her if it comes down to it. Like I said, the only thing is if it involves, what is it, Gina?
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not the case, but
it might. Yeah. It really might, and that's what I'm kind of trying to not lean on, because Gina, if it's something with you, that's a whole nother beast, and then you might just really need to wash your hands of it, right?
Exactly.
Ooh, but you kick it off. My good sir says, not the jerk. Appreciate it, man. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too.
You too. Later, man. Peace. Ooh, okay. We're going to move it right along. One, not the jerk. Let's see what the next caller says. We got Kira in Waukesha. Good morning, Kira. How we doing today?
Good. How are you?
We're doing good. We're going to work this out. Is Gina the jerk for asking other people what's wrong with her best friend?
I'm going to go with jerk. And here's the thing, though. I, too, am an extreme empath.
Yeah.
So I feel people's emotions. I can feel a shift in energy.
In a room, no matter. Even you can walk in and go, somebody don't feel good right now.
Yeah, even over text. I mean, I can feel it. So
yeah.
I empathize with that with Gina. But at the same time, what I would do in that kind of situation is just put a text out to my friend and say, listen, I feel like you're going through something, and if you need me, I'm here. Otherwise, I'll take a step back and let you kind of deal with what you got going on, and I'm here.
Ooh, so maybe stop asking and more just say, hey, I know something is going on whenever you're ready, if and when. Just leave the door open, because then it's not saying I'm trying to force. I love this. Ooh. But you're leaning towards jerk, because the reality is you shouldn't necessarily be so insistful, because you might be making the situation worse.
Exactly.
Oh, Kira. I ain't going to sway you. Swayed me a little bit because it was only a tiny bit. Appreciate your call. We're going to take the next one.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks.
Bye. Ugh, we are splits. So what better way to break this tie than with one of the top five firecrackers in all of Milwaukee? You know who it is. Destiny. Throw your hands
in the air if you was a true player. I was popping. I was a firecracker just now.
Pop off, Destiny. You get to decide. It's split 50-50 right now. I don't know when the last time was you got to be the deciding factor. It's been a minute, huh?
Man, I've been, like, on the sideline. Like, you guys just been, you know, waiting on me.
Hey,
like a little pawn on the side.
It's been load management. We gotta rest the starters because it's early in the season. You feel me?
Man, I'm telling you, throw them in when they need it. I know.
Well, come on then. Coach, get in the game. Nah, for real. But you get to be the decider. We're 50-50. Listen, Sean said not the jerk. Kira said jerk. What do you say?
Look, I wish you would call my mama.
Ooh.
I wish you would call my family members to ask them what's going on. Because what if they don't know what's going on? You can't overbounce. Nah, I get it. Your best friend. You know, you're my best friend. But sometimes it just don't happen like that. You can't crack an egg if it ain't. If you want a boiled egg, you can't crack it when it ain't ready, right?
Right.
So stop trying to crack her. She ain't ready to be cracked yet. When she ready, she going to let you know.
Man.
And like my homeboy said, you know, maybe it's about her. Hopefully it's not.
Ah, see, Destiny out here dropping all the euphemism.
Man,
talking
but
about,
you're going to have to follow a duel two steps forward and two steps back.
You can't scramble an egg and leave it sunny side when it's done. Look at
that's what I'm saying.
And the fact that I just know exactly what you mean by all of that, I'm over here like,
yeah
dog. I mean, it's true, though. It's true. So you're saying jerk. She is the jerk. You can't force nothing.
But you can't really call her a jerk. You're just saying that you're just pushing it too much, baby. You know what I'm saying?
The
door
energy.
Ain't meant to be open yet. Yeah,
that's right. The energy behind
you ain't got
it
the right
is jerky.
Key, yes, so turn around. Go back to Home Depot, wherever you got your key made, and just stop trying for now.
In a way of saying the Midwest Nights, she's not the jerk. What she's doing is the jerk.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. Destiny, appreciate that. You help us work it out today.
Yeah, we put the egg in there.
Exactly. See,
there we go.
We on the same page. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Same book, same page.
That's right. You know what I'm saying? Now, Destiny, appreciate you. You wash it. Says jerk today. Sorry, Gina.
Let's go. Bye.
All right, Destiny. We're going to holler at you later, fam.
Later.
Peace. All right, because we got to keep it rolling. Y'all don't even know. It is about that time. I mean, if you look at the clock, yes, Nicki Minaj tickets. She'll be here April 13th. Fiserv Forum, a little stocking stuffer for you. A little stocking stuffer for a loved one. A little stocking stuffer if you just want to be kind and give it to a stranger. I don't know why you do that because Nicki Minaj is dope and I'd want to go see her myself. So call her 30 right now. Boom. 414-533-1037. Call her 30. You're going to see Nicki Minaj April 13th at Fiserv Forum. Where you at? Where you at? Call her 30. 414-533-1037. Okay. Oh, and okay. We're about to give away these Nicki Minaj tickets. A lucky fan, a lucky listener at that, is going to be going April 13th, Fiserv Forum. You get a pair of tickets, and we got somebody who's, man, I'm trying to like booking it. They are on the way, running to work right now. Tina, good morning.
Hey.
What are you up to this morning? Like you said, walking to work, but where do you work?
I work for the Eye Institute at Frederick Hospital.
Ooh, wait, what do you do there? The Eye Institute?
Yeah, ophthalmic technician. We just get patients ready to see the eye doctors and work with people with all types of eye disease and things like that.
Oh, well, I'm basically blind, so I'm sure we may have met at one point. I just probably didn't see you because I had my glasses
come
off.
See us.
I got to come see y'all for sure, but you're going to go see Nicki. You're our winner.
Yes, awesome. Thank you.
You're very welcome. April 13th. Fiserv Forum, you're going to get a pair of tickets. Who are you taking to the show with you? Or are you giving these to somebody?
Nah, my friend Stephanie.
Ooh, said, yeah, this is for us. The Barbs are showing up that night.
Yep.
Hey, listen, thank you so much. Friend Stephanie, Tina, you guys may or may not need the next day off of work. I don't know what y'all schedule's like, but you're very welcome. Hold on, I got to get a little bit more information from you.
All right, thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome, Tina. You could be Tina. Yeah, it could be you. Another chance tomorrow, same time, same place. You know what it is. 103.7 KISS FM, Ali and DZ. Nicki Minaj tickets. Who else got them for you? Huh? Name another station. Huh? I'll wait. It's KISS.
On the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Ali.
Well, it ain't Ali. It's DZ. Ali's still a little under the weather, y'all, so we're holding it down for Big Homie. And we're talking about who said what and dropped a new tell-all book. And, I mean, this one's a tell-all. Now, I don't know if y'all are maybe as invested as me and my family, but for whatever reason, we like the Jersey Shore. Yeah, I said what we said. We watched it coming up, and it just stuck with us. The train wreck is fantastic. It's like the same reason people like watching the Kardashians. Got nothing to do with us, and we don't even care, but it's funny, right? So we've been watching the newest season, and man, more things are coming out. Honestly, this is good, though. I think this is good. The situation. Mr. Michael Sorrentino recently dropped a new book called Reality Check, Making the Best of the Situation, How I Overcame Addiction, Loss, and Prison. Because y'all know he had tax evasion. He's admitted to having addiction issues, you know, drug problems, particularly with like prescription medication. And he goes into that. So I don't know if y'all really remember, but in season two, at one point, JWoww, Jenny, and Mike, the situation, got into it. I'm talking about like fight. And we didn't know what it was about. They made it just seem like they was just fighting. They didn't like each other. Like, I don't like you. I don't like you. No, that's not what it was. JWoww was being a real one. She was confronting him about his illicit drug use and the illegalness of it and her concerns for him as a human being and how she felt like this was, you know, not a good way. She didn't necessarily call him an addict, but she held him down and went, I wasn't cool. And that's what that whole blow up was about. So in the new tell-all book, he goes into that and says it had gotten bad. You know, at first you're ignorant to it, but it had gotten bad. He talks about traveling to Italy and smuggling. Honestly, I'm going to say what it is. He smuggled stuff into Italy because it was that bad. Or when friends of friends would come visit. For example, if y'all remember the unit, I know I'm going off. Maybe y'all don't even know, but he had a friend called the unit that would come down. The unit, the situation would get rowdy. When the situation would ask his homie how many girls are coming to the club, he wasn't talking about girls. Like, the layers to this that he's peeling back. When I say this is a tell-all book, I'm not necessarily a reader to this degree, but I might have to pick this book up just for the tea. KISS FM, Ali and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Well, one half at least. You know what I'm saying? Ali is still under the weather, so we wish her well, and we wish her a speedy recovery and return. She's good. Just got to heal up, get some extra vitamin in her life, drink some extra water, and then she'll be back. No worries. We're going to hold it down. And y'all know me. DZ be thinking random. And when I say random, I could just, who knows what'll come up. And last night, me and my wife got to talking, and we went, this actually got inspired by, we were watching a show, which kind of evolved off into a whole nother conversation. But part of it was we started talking about tattoos and went, would you get a tattoo, you know, a portrait, whatever. And then we started talking about Mount Rushmore. Long story short, me and my wife got on a tangent and then started discussing about who would be on our Mount Rushmores of family. Dead or alive, it doesn't matter. But you know how Mount Rushmore is. It's Lincoln, it's Washington, it's Roosevelt, and I believe Jefferson. If I'm wrong, my apologies. I'm also a Colombian, so my bad. But I'm pretty sure it's them four. They're all having had different impacts at different times in the shaping of this country and yada, yada, yada. Y'all know how it goes. Mount Rushmore, though, who would be on your Mount Rushmore? Now, I can break it down, but I want to give everybody a second to think about it. So in a second, I'll share my Mount Rushmore, my family Mount Rushmore, dead or alive. You can start thinking about yours now and then thinking about it some more when I tell you mine, and then we'll talk about it soon. It's Kiss. One 3.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ. You might think this sounds random, but y'all know me, and if you don't, here's a very quick crash course. I'm random like that. You never know what conversation you're going to get with me. And something sparked between me and my wife, a conversation of like our Mount Rushmores. A Mount Rushmore's in our life. I mean, family, friends, dead, alive. It really doesn't matter. We started breaking it down, and I got a couple. I'm not going to say my list is complete, but I'm on the way. I got at least 3 out of 4, which better than most people, I feel like, though. So if your list is incomplete, that is okay. But share who starts your Mount Rushmore at least. If you got all 4, perfect. If you've got the honorary 5th, fantastic. Give us your Mount Rushmores. I'm going to give y'all mine real quick and quick break them down. So in my Mount Rushmores of my life, I'd have, boom, Grandpa. Which one? My grandfather just passed recently. My mother's father. Just he's who I always felt like I was really close to, especially young in my life. The years that I don't remember, he remembers fondly. And I'm told often that I'm his twin, basically. He used to keep me in his pocket. So my grandfather, he would represent grandparents, right? We represent that lineage and stuff. The next on my Mount Rushmore would be Jason. My brother, he's also passed, unfortunately. I know I said dead or alive, and I'm starting off with 2 dead ones, but dang, they're also important figures in my life. The reason I joke, the reason I laugh, a lot of the jokes and things that I do say and make, some of my humor points come from that man right there, man. Lost him early, and just kind of really affected my life, right? So 2 people right there, my grandfather on one, Jason on another one, my brother, who have both passed on and are now guardian angels in my life. But then next, y'all can call me a simp if you want, baby. But yeah, my wife. My wife is also on my Mount Rushmore. 3rd person, my wife on there on deck. Now, you don't be petitious and say, why don't you say her first? Ain't no hating here. She's on there. She's the matriarch. She's my motivation. She's the mother of my children. And, man, I mean, she's just the mother of our mother. She's the one, man. She holds it down. She's a G. Without her, I wouldn't be me. You know what I'm saying? So these are people that have affected my life greatly for the better, for the best, right? So I want to represent what kind of those most important things are in my life, man. Siblings, heritage, grandparents, my family moving forward. I mean, everybody, my wife next up on deck, she gotta get an honorary spot. And then you know what? Call me superfluous. Put me on the 4th spot. I'm on my own Mount Rushmore. Yeah, I said what I said. I told you never know what you're going to get with me. Put me up there because I feel like I'm in a place in my life where I would be happy with me. Like 13-year-old me would look at me and go, that guy cool. I like, yeah, that guy's cool. So you know what? I'm going to put myself on my own Mount Rushmore. But now you got a chance. Share yours. What is your family Mount Rushmore? All jokes aside, if you got a full list, great. If you don't, who would you start off? Who are you chiseling away first on your Mount Rushmore? We're going to take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. I love this conversation. Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, live from the AdamWD.com studios. Per usual, you know, Ali is under the weather, so it's just me with y'all today. So we're talking about Mount Rushmores. Who's on your Mount Rushmore? Not the actual Mount Rushmore, okay? Who's your personal Mount Rushmore? You heard mine. I said my grandpa, to represent grandparents, the inheritance of all the greatness. My brother Jason passed, RIP, RIP to both of them, but, you know, he shaped me and my jokes, the way I embrace people, stuff like that. My wife, she's the matriarch, the OG, the reason I breathe today, and the reason I'm a father, so I got a big ups her. And I jokingly said myself. Okay, I did. I said myself. But in all seriousness, my fourth one, Bob Ross. I said what I said, and I'm not taking it back. Bob Ross. Have you ever seen that man paint? Pretty Little Trees, Happy Little Trees, All the Little Trees. Bob Ross. Yes, he's basically my spirit animal. That'd be my life-affected Mount Rushmore. We see a lot of your texts coming in. I don't know what happened with the lines. I apologize if you were on the lines and you got cut. I don't know what happened. But text 414-533-1037. Some of those texts be coming in. Somebody that did stand strong and weather the storm. We got Claire on the line. Good morning, Claire. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm happy to have you on the phone because we're talking our family, friends, our own personal Mount Rushmores. Who's on yours? Ready, set, go.
Okay. First one is my grandfather, my mom's dad.
Okay.
I'm following his footsteps in the career path. So he's, rest in peace, but he's always with me in my career path.
Yeah. What do you do for work?
Architect.
Nice. Ooh, very cool. So I know he's proud.
He's there.
Yeah, you feel it. I know that. All right, that's one. Who's next? Oh, yeah.
I call her my adopted grandmother. I've known her since I was four.
Uh-huh.
She also passed, but she was an art teacher, so she's the artsy-fartsy kind of lady who loves to cook.
Yeah.
And that's where I get my artsiness from her.
She's your pop of color in your life.
She is. She taught me everything I know.
Okay, I love that. Okay, so two strong ones starting off. All right, who's next? They better be good.
My mom.
Oh, of course, naturally.
Super strong, and because of her, I am trying to be the best mom I can be to my two boys.
Yeah, yeah.
So my mom.
That's awesome, of course.
Is my husband, because he's just there thick and thin. No matter what happens, he's there.
He's a rock for you.
He is.
Shout out Dwayne Johnson.
Right.
That's her husband, ain't know.
I know. But my last one, fifth one,
you
is
get an
my
honorary,
best friend.
Honorary fifth. Who is it?
My best friend, Kat.
Kat. Hey, Kat. Now, why Kat?
I have known her since 2001 in high school. So she met me in my weird black area, black nail polish.
She met you at the emo.
Years.
Okay, she met you during your emo phase. You can say it. You can say it.
My emo, my what? I don't know. My identity.
Something
I'm
phase.
Trying to find who I am.
Yeah, you, she met you in your crisis phase. She met you in your tonight will be the night that I will. Yeah, she met you in that phase. I'm already knowing.
Yeah, then I switched to rap and R&B, and she's like, "What happened to you?" I was like, I don't know. I wasn't doing that.
Say, girl, I don't even know what's going on. You still with me, though? You still with me? And she said, yeah, I got you. Come on, girl.
Yep. So okay. After, like, three kids for her, two kids for me, marriages, we're still besties.
Yeah, that's good. That's so good. So you get that honorary fifth, okay? You get that honorary fifth, no question.
Yep.
That's awesome. I love that. Appreciate your call. Appreciate you sharing. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Have a great one to you and yours. Bye, Claire. All right. She's not the only one. Some of the text said, I got disconnected, but I wanted to say, my Mount Rushmore is my grandma, dad, sister, and my best friend. What's up with grandma? Another one said, grandma, dad, sister, and my soul sister, Jenny. Dog, y'all are funny, though. A text came in, said, my kids and my dog, there's four spots. Me, myself, and I, plus you. Y'all Mount Rushmores are funny. All right, this one's a good one. I do like this one. Somebody gave me two. They gave me their family and their celebrity. All right, so they said parents, grandparents, daughter, and siblings. And then for their celebrity, Eminem, Post Malone, Snoop Dogg, and Pac. Somebody does agree with you, man. Somebody said Pac, Biggie, Bob, as in Bob Marley, and then Michael Jackson, I'm assuming not Jordan, but said, music changed my life. Mine isn't family, it's music. Ooh. Hey, I appreciate y'all call. Mount Rushmores. If you don't know, think about it today. Maybe it's a conversation for the water cooler. What's your Mount Rushmore? Who's your Mount Rushmore? We could talk about it, you know, another day. You never know. You could keep talking. You could keep texting, and we'll just keep rocking.